We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. We are up to Sif Tes, which is the last word on page 284. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes, in Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach Omer Birchas Ato Gibor Ad Morad Atal Tishin Pa'omim. If a person on the first day of Pesach will say the brach of Ato Gibor all the way up until Morad Atal 90 times, Kineged Shloshim Yom Sha'omer Oso Shalosh Pa'amim B'chol Yom. Kineged the 30 days, like we discussed last night, that you say it 3 times a day for 30 days is 90 times. So if a person says it 90 times from Ato Gibor all the way through Morad Hatol, Misham Ve'eloch, from here on in, after that, im eino zocher im hiskir geshem, if a person does not remember if he incorrectly mentioned mashiv haruach amar geshem, harehu becheska shelo hiskir geshem. He now has established the chazaka that he did not say geshem, the eino tzarech lachzor. So says the Mechaber that a person doesn't necessarily have to wait the 30 days or the 90 tefillos. A person could just say on the first day of Pesach, from Ato Gibor through Morad Atol 90 times, train himself to get used to it, and then if he has a suffix, he could assume he did not say Mashiv HaRuach in the summer, and he will be good to go in a case of a suffix. Says the Ramah, V'chein L'didon, so too, Lagabe us Ashkenazim who do not say Morad Atol, im Omer ad Mechalkel Chayim below Mashiv Haruach Umorad Hageshem Shemaskirim b'Yemos Hageshamim. If a person would say Ato Gibor all the way through Mechalkel Chayim, right, with skipping Mashiv Haruach, that also would be okay for him to get his chazaka in the summer months. V'chein im Omer b'Shmini Atzeres Tishim Pa'amim Ato Gibor ad Morad Hageshem. And so too says Ramah, if on Shmini Atzeres, when we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach Morad Hageshem, if a person gets up and says 90 times from Ato Gibor through Mashiv HaRuach Morad Hageshem, after that in this topic, Achar Kach im Hiskir Olo, if he then has a doubt in one of his Shmona Esrays if he mentioned Mashiv HaRuach Morad Hageshem or not, Chazaka Shehiskiro, there is a Chazaka that he did in fact mention it because he trained himself with those 90 times. So the Mishnah Berurah picks up on page Kuf Mem Gimel in Sifkatan Lamed Tes, the second line. So we said in the Mechaber that you have to say from the bracha of Ato Gibor till Morad Atol 90 times on the first day of Pesach. Ubesefer Shulchan Shlomo Kosov the Yaschil Min Mechayim Mesim Ato. So in the Shulchan Shlomo it says you shouldn't actually start from the bracha of Ato Gibor. You should rather start 4 words later from Mechayim Mesim Ato. Why? V'lo min Ato Gibor. Shelo yomer Hashem levatolo. Because you say Ato Gibor, he's saying Ato Gibor l'olam Hashem. You're saying Hashem's name levatolo 90 times. Therefore, don't start with Ato Gibor. Start with the words Mechayim Mesim Ato Rav Loshia Morad Atol. V'im yovo l'shanos haskaras Hashem. Because if you're going to decide to start from Ato Gibor and not say Hashem's name, but rather say Hashem, you're going to say Ato Gibor l'olam Hashem. So then, necho sheyovo l'shanos achakach mepnei ahergel gam betfila. Because then we're worried that you're going to say Hashem when you go to Davin for real as well. You're going to train yourself to say Hashem, and therefore that's going to be a problem. If you look at note 47, he points out that the Mishnah Berurah discusses the possibility of using such an Eitzah when it comes to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Can one train himself to say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh? There you have the same problem because it's a bracha, Ya Baruch Ato Hashem. But the note points out that over there, the Mishnah Berurah gives a different svara why it doesn't work. So if you look at note 47, he writes, Omnon b'shar etzion l'kamon l'inyin l'hargil es atzmo ba'aseres shemei tshuva lomer ha-melech ha-kadosh. When the Mishnah Berurah and the Shar Etzion wants to discuss the possibility of training oneself to say ha-melech ha-kadosh, he brings a different reason. Shekevan shebetishim ha-po'amim shebehen nisragil. Since in the 90 times when he's training himself, eino omer maskaras Hashem, he's not saying Hashem's name, because otherwise it will be levatola. So yesh lachus shekeshiyomer achakach betvila im maskaras Hashem. The other concern is if you then say it for realish, when I say with Hashem's name, kamosha tzarech, like you have to, yomar sheinis kefi hargelu. Then you can go back and say the way you used to before, because you just train yourself with the word Hashem to do it hamel hakadosh. Second you say Hashem's name for real, you're back to where you used to of hakel hakadosh. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you can't use this Eitzah. There is no way to use this Eitzah of 90 times to train yourself with HaMelech HaKadosh. So there he says, because you're going to use Hashem's name properly, you're going to go back to HaKel HaKadosh. The Mishnah Berurah over here says the problem is that you can actually say Hashem instead of the real name of Hashem that one should be saying. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayitim Sifkotan Mem. We said you say from Ata Gibor, or as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, from others, you start from Achai Mesim, through Marad Atol, Va'ad Bechlal, including the words Marad Atol. V'hainu Livnei Svarad, this is according to the Minog of Svarad, Shenohogim Lahaskir Tal B'Yamos Achama, that they say Tal in the summer. Ule Didam, but according to us Ashkenazim, you'd have to say Ad Mechalke Chayim V'ad Bechlal, because we don't say Tal, so you have to leave off those words and say Mechalke Chayim, including that, like we saw immediately afterwards in the Ramah. V'tam kol zeh, the reason for all these etzos that are brought down in the Mechaber and the Ramah, de'bazek farhurgo l'shona lomar kalocha, by saying all these things 90 times, you have already trained your tongue to say it the proper way. Al kain hu hadin le'inyan she'ela, even though the Mechaber and the Ramah here are discussing mashiv v'roch amar hageshem, it would be the same thing in the bracha of she'ela when you get to the bracha of barech aleinu. Im omar tishim pa'omim birkas hashonim ar achar tevas v'sein bracha, if you want to train yourself in the summer, you would say 90 times until the same bracha b'mos hachama. O ar achar tevas v'sein talamotar b'mos hageshamim, or you would train yourself to say till v'sein talamotar in the b'mos hageshamim. Die, that would be enough, and that would be enough of an adjustment that if you have a suffix, you wouldn't have to go back. But says the Mishnah Berurah that over there also, v'lo yasil mitzchilas barech aleinu. Don't start from the beginning of the bracha of barech aleinu, because the next word is Hashem Elokeinu, and we don't want to say Hashem Zeinu v'atola. Rather, rak, you should start may the eskomine svuasa. You should start from v'eskomine svuasa letova v'sein bracha or v'sein talamatar, like we said by Mashiv Ruach, you don't want to say Hashem's name the extra times. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sefkotan Mem Aleph Tishim Pa'am, you say it 90 times. Ubechuvas Ksam Sofer Chelek Orachayim Simenchof Mora Uba Lechatchila La'amro Meya Pa'am Ve'echad. The Ksam Sofer says that really you shouldn't say it 90 times, really you should say it 101 times. And if you make the cheshbon of how many times you say Mashiv Berurah Amar Hageshem over that 30-day period, so it comes out that you're saying it 101 times, and therefore he says you should say it 101 times. Omnon b'di'evid, however, b'di'evid, misha omer rak tishim pa'omim, one who follows the Mechaber and does it 90 times, ein b'yadeinu lifsok sheyachzor v'yespalo neged p'sak ha-Shulchan Aruch. We don't have it in our hands to paskin, to go back and daven again against the p'sak of the Shulchan Aruch that says 90 times is enough of a training, and therefore you can rely on the Mechaber if you said it 90 times. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotan Mem Beis, on that which the Mechaber said, that after 90 times you are becheskas, that you do not say Mashiv HaRuach when it's now Pesach time, and therefore if you have a suffix, you won't have to go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis, the imhurgo b'lashono kishomer b'mefuzarin, because if you could train yourself over a spread out period of time, over 30 days, kalvachomer b'ritzufin, certainly you could train yourself in a shorter period of time, in one day, just training yourself to knock off the 90 times, and that svara, we'll get back to later, that's a svara brought down in Bava Kama, that if three negichos of a shor over 3 days makes it a shor muad, so Rabbi Meir says, certainly three negichos in one day will make it a muad, we'll get back to that later. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, v'kosel b'shari tshuva, shem hirgil atzmo memhe pa'omim shem kineged chamisha osar yom. Let's say a person didn't do 90 times straight and he didn't do 30 days. He split it up. He first did 45 times in one day, which is keneged 15 days. Misha avru achaka chamisha asar yomim. After 15 days then pass, chazaka shamar kahogan. Then he has a chazaka that he already trained himself. So this Mishnah Berurah is telling us, it's lav dafka that it has to be either 30 days or 90 times in one day. You could split it up, do 45 times in one day, and then do 15 more days to get to your total. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkotan Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel is going on that which the Ramah said, that us Ashkenazim, who we don't say Morad Atol, so if you want to train yourself on Pesach to not have to go back with Suffolk, you can't just say from Ata Givur Atol Mashiv Aruach, or Morad Atol, or just Morad Atol. You would have to continue on to say Mechal Kachayim, because you're leaving off the words that are that used to be in the middle. So you would say Ad Mechal Kachayim V'Ad Bechlal, including those words Mechal Kachayim. V'imkein nisragel l'shono lomar rav lo shia mechal kachayim. And if so, l'fida Ashkenazi minog of not saying Morad Atol, you have now trained yourself on Pesach to say rav lo shia mechal kachayim, and then you're good to go. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh cholkim al haramah bazeh. There are those who argue on this Ramah, and if you look at Note 51, he explains why they argue. V'taimam, the reason is, biaru hashlov el yirabah, the shlom el yirabah explain why one would take issue with this the shita. Shemoel dafka im omer tishim pa'amim esah haskara. It only helps to train yourself if you train yourself to say the proper thing 90 times. V'lo kashu v'shei v'altasa. If you want to train yourself to say v'shei morad atal, so then you can train yourself 90 times. But just to leave something out, they say you can't train yourself to leave something out. It's only training yourself to say the right thing. The tzad to argue with that is you're still training yourself to say the right thing. You're saying Rav lo hoshiyam mechal kachayim. So it's not only training yourself to leave off words, you're also training yourself in saying the proper words next to each other. So that's the machlokas over here, whether you should do it or not. V'nochon lochosh lechatchilo shelo lasos kein lismoch hazeh. Therefore, the Mishaburah comes out, the appropriate thing is not to do this Eitzah, Lefida Ashkenazim. You should not say on Pesach, Rav lo shia mechal kachayim, kein kasa b'derach hachayim, ubechayadam lo mashma kein. According to Chayadam, it's not mashma that way, it's mashma that you could do it. But it's not so pashit on the first day of Pesach, Lefida Ashkenazic minug, that you're only doing Rav lo shia mechal kachayim to leave off the insertion. It's not so pashit that it works, but Lefina Sachsvard seems to be that it does work, because there you're actually adding in other words, you're saying Marad Atal, and that would be better. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Ad Marad HaGeshem. So we said, but if you're doing it on Shmini Atzeres, then you could say just until Marad HaGeshem, V'ad Bechlal, including those words of Marad HaGeshem. If we look at note number 48, he points out, V'lomar b'yom tov atzmo tishim pa'omim v'sein bracha. Let's say it's the first day of Pesach, and you want to train yourself to say v'sein bracha on Yontif. You don't want to make a mistake on Motzei Yontif. On Yontif, we don't say the Shemoneh Esrei that has the same bracha, but you want to train yourself the first day of Pesach, or for us, maybe the second day of Pesach, so that the first night of Chol HaMoed, when you're saying it, that you'll say it properly. So Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, Shemutter, that is mutter to train yourself on Yontif, ve'eino nechshav lahachana. It's not a problem of achana. Now, Mashiv Aruch Amar Hageshem, it's not achana, because you need the change on Yontif. But the same bracha, you don't need to change on Yontif. It's only Nogea after Yontif. So maybe you'll be a problem of Achana. Says Rosh Hashanah, it's not a problem of Achana. The Avshiyesh Achana Gam B'dibur. Even though there is a concept of preparation for after Shabbos or Yontif, even when it comes to speech, like we'll see later on in Siman Tov Tes Zayin. Mikomakom Kevan Shashinui Hu Bo Bayom. Since the real change is that day on the first day of Pesach, Biyom Rishon Shal Pesach Shabo Mispalam Tfilas Tal. Like we mentioned yesterday, the first day of Pesach you say Tfilas Tal, and that's what we're adding in. We're really adjusting to the same bracha. We just can't put it in practically because it's not in the Tfilah. Kavanoso Lahargil Es Atzmo Kfar Achshav Lispal Karoi. It's not achana for after Yontif. It's achana for Yontif. You want to train yourself on Yontif, do it the proper way, because this is the man of the change. It happens to be that it's not practical for right now, but you want to train yourself for right now, because this is the day that we are changing. It doesn't play itself out till afterwards, but you're changing now, and therefore it would not factor in an issue of achana. I'd like to see the Bir Halacha on the page before. The Bir Halacha on the very bottom of 284, a very important Bir Halacha with a couple of very important notes. The Bir Halacha at the very bottom, the second to last line says, "In biyom rishon shel Pesach v'chuli tishim pa'amim." It's going on the Mechaber telling us that on the first day of Pesach, one could say 90 times from Mechayim Mesim until Marad Atol, and that's okay. Ayin bebir hagra shecholik. Look in the Bir Hagra that he argues, umaskim l'shitas Rabbeinu Peretz, and he's maskim to the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz, hamuva batur de lo svir lekein. So the Gra agrees with Beinu Peretz against the Marami Rotenberg, who the Mechaber is going like, and he doesn't hold to this whole business. Continues the Bir Halacha. V'gama Taz mefakvik b'psak zeh. Also the Taz takes issue with this. So this psak of the 90 times, says the Bir Halacha, is not so pushy. The Gra doesn't like it, Beinu Peretz doesn't like it, the Taz doesn't like it. However, says the Bir Halacha, v'sharei kol ha'achronim rubom v'kim'at kulam hetiku as divrei ha'shulchan aruch la'halacha. However, kimat all other poskim do bring down the sheet of the Mechaber, and it seems to come out that most poskim say that it's fine. But what's the issue that the poskim have that argue with it? So if you look at note 44, and we'll see note 45, we see some interesting things. Note 44, he writes, Ubibir machlokosam. The stipler writes to explain the machlokas. Why should it work 90 times? Why shouldn't it work 90 times? Says the stipler in Baba Kamba. The source of this is a shor that we mentioned before. To become a muad, he has to gore 3 times in 3 days. And Rav Meir says if it works 3 times in 3 days, certainly it works 3 times in 1 day. So therefore we're saying if it works over 30 days to train yourself to say, so certainly it should work 90 times in 1 day. Says the stipler. The machlok is as follows. Nogeach gimel pa'amim zuraya v'hochacha al tivo shu nagchan. Is it revealing after he gores three times? Is it revealing that his nature is to be a nature of a goring animal? It's revealing his previous nature. O sheze hergel shekesh nogeach gimel pa'amim nasa lo tevel davar hazeh. Or is he now becoming a nagchan? In other words, the fact that the shore gores 3 days in a row, is that a simon that he was a goring shore from the beginning? Or is that a siba? He now is becoming a shore that gores. Sh'Rabbeinu Peretz, who says this eitzah doesn't work, sover shezu raya v'ochoch al tivo. He says by a shore, it proves that that's his nature. So that's not the gay over here. We're not proving your nature is the same Ashiv HaRuach. We're trying to train ourselves. So Rabbeinu Peretz, who says this whole Eitzah doesn't work, he holds by a Shor Mu'ah, the reason why it works is because it reveals the Etzem nature of the Shor. It's not the gay to our discussion over here. We don't have a nature of a person to say, V'sei Talamata or Morad Atal. We don't have such a thing. The Imtivo Berechokos Kol Shekhen Berechrovos. And there Rabbi Meir says, if it's his nature is revealed in faraway Negichos, certainly in closer Negichos. Avalinyan Morda Geshem Satrasi Isragil. Here it's clear we're trying to train the person. Lo Moil Elohim Kane Misragil Bazman Aruch. It doesn't help unless he trains himself over a period of time. That is the Tzad of Rabbeinu Peretz. Marami Rotenberg, which is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, Sover Shayidei Gimon Negichos Nase Tivo Kane. The Shor is becoming a Shor Muad. He's becoming a Nagchan. Through the three times in 3 days, he's training himself to become a Sharmuad. V'lochein hu adin b'marad ha-geshem, mo ilomar tishim pa'amim. Therefore, it helps us in all our discussions over here to train a person. And therefore, that's how the Stipler explains the Machlokas of the Maram Rotenberg and the Rabbeinu Peretz. And that will explain the Machlokas over here of the Mechaber and the Gra, whether we hold that the Sharmuad is revealing his nature that was there already, or it's developing a nature. Only if it's developing a nature can you compare it to what we're discussing over here at Mashiv HaRuach. Look at note number 45. Note number 45 is going on why the Taz takes issue with this. Says note 45, Kevan shelahalacha lo kaimlon k'Rabbi Meir. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir. Shem richek negichosav chayev kosheken kirev negichosav. Rabbi Meir says, if three separate days work for three negichos to make him a shermuad, certainly three times in one day. That's very nice, but that's Rabbi Meir. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir. Elok Rabbi Yehuda shetzarech shalosh negichos begimel yamim. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda that says that you need three gorings in 3 days. And therefore the Taz says it's not so pasha this whole eitzah works. However, the Magen Avraham answers this kasha, and he points out that we can answer that Rabbi Yehuda just argues by a shor. Because maybe if it happens three times in one day, the shor went crazy. He had a bad day. So it doesn't prove the nature of the shor till it's 3 days. But a person, even within one day, he could train himself 90 times. So that's what Magen Avraham says, we can get out of that kasha of the Taz. Continues note 45. Here's a very important point from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. V'kevan shenechleku bazeh aposkim. Since Lamaisa, this is really Machlokas aposkim, if the whole eitzah of 90 times works, Hora Hagona Shlomo Zalman Auerbach shelechatchila ein lishtamesh beitzazu. Says the Shlomo Zalman lechatchila, one should not use this eitzah of saying it 90 times because it does not work according to the Gra or the Taz or the Rabbeinu Peretz. Sharei im yomar tishim pa'amim, because you're just getting yourself into problems. Because if you did say it 90 times, v'achakach yistapik im amar kahogen, and the next day you come in and you're besafik. So according to some poskim, you don't go back. According to some poskim, you do go back. So you got yourself into a bind. Yikonesh l'safik ha-poskim hazeh. Therefore, best not to use this eitzah, says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Achein, however, l'inyan haskaras morad ha-geshem hora, but when it comes to mentioning morad ha-geshem, Shlomo Zalman says as follows. Then it's good according to everyone to say it 90 times in Eretz Yisrael. Shekevan she'be'eretz Yisrael maskirin morad atol. Since, as we mentioned previously, everyone in Eretz Yisrael says morad atol in the summer. So afilu im yishkach lomer morad ageshem. Even if you forget to say morad ageshem the day after Shemini Atzeres, eino chozer. You're not going to go back because if you didn't say mashiv ruach morad ageshem, you said morad atol. Which b'diavad we learned yesterday, you're yotzei anyway. So therefore, there's no downside to doing it. The imkain ein bazeh shum hefsed. There's no loss. The adarabe yesh bazeh milo sheis ragel asbal kiroy. All you're doing is training yourself to say the right thing. In other words, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and the first day you say mashiv aruch, you train yourself 90 times. So what's the worst that happens? Is that you're besafik? Maybe you said mashiv aruch. Maybe you said maratal. Either way, you're yotzei. So you're just training yourself to do it the best way. But there's no, you're not getting involved in the machlokas aposkim because everyone agrees you don't go back in that case. But that eitzah that Rishon Mazalman is saying, that's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. But those who daven Ashkenaz in America, who don't say Mashiv Aruch HaMer HaGeshem, Ashkenazim, Right, Nusach side. Nusach Ashkenaz in America, who doesn't say Mar Atal in the summer, so therefore, Rishon Zalman is coming out and saying that Lamaisa, one should not use this Eitzah when it comes to Mashiach V'Racham and Hageshem, because you're just getting yourself into problems. You do it 90 times, now you're Mesubik the next day, so you don't know, should you go back, should you not go back? According to some poskim, you assume B'Safik that you did it the right way. According to some, you didn't train yourself over 90 times in one day, and you would have to go back. And therefore, you get yourself stuck. Better not to do it. And this way, you know you're B'Safik. You have to go back according to everyone, and that would be the Eitzah. That's what Shlomo Zalman says.
Isn't the Mechaber also a Lashon
B'Di'evit? What?
Isn't the Mechaber writing this halacha also in a Lashon B'Di'evit? So then, if you don't remember, then it's okay.
I don't know if he's saying Lashon. I don't know. I'm not sure. We have to do another siman, so we'll discuss that later. Siman Kuf Tes Vav. We're now discussing different brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. We're going to start with the bracha of Ata Chonen. Says the Mechaber, Mipnei Shemosar Ha'odom Min Abehemo Hi Abino V'Haseichel. Since the Milo, the advantage of man over animal, is the thought process, is Bina and Seichel, therefore Kavu Birchas Ata Chonen Rosh Lem Tzaios. Therefore Chazal set up as the first bracha in the middle, the section of the Bakashos, as the bracha of Ata Chonen, Shem Ein Bina Ein Tfila. Without knowledge, without understanding, there is no davening. So the first thing to daven for is for Ata Chonen, for Bina and Das. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph, O Tam al Seder HaBrachos Kosuv the Sefer Seder Hayom. Another reason for the order of the Brachos is brought down in the Sefer Seder Hayom, that Ata Chonen is Rishona L'She'elas HaChochma V'Adas Ba'adam. Ata Chonen goes first, asking for Chochma and Das in man. The Belav Hochi told me Menu HaNefil. Without understanding, a Nefil, someone who dies before he's 30 days old, is better than a person who's living without Das. Therefore, a person has to have great kavana during this bracha. This is the ikir request that a person has to ask from Hashem. That he should give him understanding to be disgusted by evil and to choose good. Therefore, that's the most important thing. In the notes over here, they bring other reasons. If you look at note number one, he says another reason that Birki Yosef brings down is that Chazal tell us, Shemi she'ein bo das osel rachim alav. One without das, you can't have rachmanis on him. V'lochein kodem shemevakshim al tzarchenu. So before we're asking for rachmanis from Hashem to give us the things that we need, on the mevakshim she'yechonenu das, give us das. Because otherwise Hashem can't have rachmanis on us without das. So we first need das before we make any other bakashos. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the second column, the second line. Hashiveinu achar hadas. After the brach of Ata Chonen, we say the brach of Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Ki mitoch hadas nosen libo al cheto. Because through a person getting das, getting understanding, he recognizes and he pays attention that he has chatoim. The kavanos habrach hazos levakesh meis Hashem yisborach shiachnia v'yashbil geos yitzro. The kavan of the brach of Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha is in order to humble our gaivadik yitzer, to humble us that we shouldn't sin. And afterwards we say, Slach lanu, achar tshuva, tzarech sheyala alibu achatoim o apshoim ba'atzman. After one does tshuva, he has to put on his heart the sins that he did themselves. He has to actually go through the sins and ask for forgiveness on those sins. Now there's a very interesting note over here, note number three. As total hashgacha protest, I was in the store today and I got a text from an old Talmud asking me this exact question and he didn't know we were up to it. It was unbelievable. He remembered learning it like 7 years ago. In note number three he writes, Ubishas Bircha Slach Lanu. During the Bracha of Slach Lanu, Kosva HaMakor Chayim B'Shem HaMedrash V'Asider Beis Yaakov from the Yaivitz B'Shem HaShlo Shenogu Lahakos Be'egrof Alalei K'Shomer Chatanu Pashanu. The minhag is, as we know, we beat our chests when we say those words, Chatanu and Pashanu. V'Hosev HaBeis Yaakov Shon. The Beis Yaakov adds on over there, Shebiyomim Shebehen Ein Omrim Tachanun Lo Yake. On days like today, and all of Chodesh Nisan, and any Rosh Chodesh, Chol Moed, any days that we don't say Tachanun, one should not bang their chest, says the Yaivitz. V'chein nog ha'gonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, shelo hikya alibo b'yomim elu. And that was how Shlomo Zalman was knowing not to beat his chest on any days that you do not say Tachanun. Continues note number three, v'gam ha'shatz, k'shechozer ala tefila b'chazor ha'shatz. The chazen, sometimes when people are chazen, they're not sure what to do. But Ruchayim Kanievsky says, Shiyaki Alibo, you also should beat on your chest when you say Chatanu and Pashanu. And what's the reason for beating the chest? Continues note number three, and he brings up a Shibur later on that says, Shebamiras Vidu, Ikeshemaskir HaChet, Yake Be'egrof Alachoza O Alaliv. At the time when you mention the Chet, you should beat on your chest with your fist or on your heart, kolomar, meaning to say, ata garantali she'echta, you, the heart, caused me to sin, and therefore you beat the chest. And in note number 4, he brings down from the Chavos Chaim and Taras Abayis, she'keshomer bracha zu, imu zocher eizachet o pesha she'over, if a person realizes and remembers a certain aveira that he did, tzarech lekabem machshavta liros l'sakin adover, a person has to think that he's going to correct that chet, and he has to actually think through the chatoim that he did. Continues the Mishabura, Rifa'enu is Rufua Achar Geula. After Slachlana, we have the bracha of Re'e, which is Geula, and then we have Rifa'enu afterwards. Shekolz man she'odam bitzar. So only that a person is bitzar, he doesn't have Geula, Eino Omed Ma'alchoyo, he's not able to come out from his illness. The Ikra Kavana Levakesh Meis Elokeinu, the Ikra Kavana we should have when we say the bracha of Rifa'enu, Sheyirpa Osanu, that Hashem should heal us, Kidei Shenia Briyam V'chazokin Lasuk Batora Karoi V'lishmar Kalamitzos. That we should be healthy in order to be osik and Torah properly in health and to guard the mitzvahs properly. After Rifa'enu, we have the bracha of Parnasa of Baruch Aleinu, Birchas Parnasa Achar Rifua. When a person is sick, he's overtaken by his illness, he's not able to daven for Muslim for parnasa. After the person is healed, then he davens for his parnasa. That he should be completely healed and able to get a parnasa. Person should have in kavana during this bracha that Hashem should give him parnasa easily, gently and not with pain, behetiv lo be'isser, smoothly in a mutterdik way, not an usserdik way. And if you look at note number 5, he points out, ukumo shekazav ha-shulchan aruch le-kamon sh'al parnasi yisbal b'birchas ha-shonim. Mishnah Berurah tells us later on, the shulchan aruch tells us that we should have it for the parnasa and the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on over there, shedavka kishetzarech ka'es la'otso davar. If you want to add in your own supplication there, it's only if you need something right now. But that's an inappropriate time to daven for the future, that you should have parnas in the future. If you need money right now, you can add it into the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. But if you're worried about the future, that is not appropriate for the middle brachos. Only during the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, then you can daven for the future, for parnasa that you're worried about for the future. Continues the Mishabur and he says, that which we make Abdullah Atachonotanu in the bracha of Atachonin, Lefishu Chachma Sha'odam Madl Ben Davar L'Davar. That's what requires wisdom to separate between things. You want to be Madl Ben Kodesh L'Chol, that requires wisdom, therefore it's in the bracha of Das. Lochein Keva'u Bebirchas HaChachma, and a remez L'Davar, a remez that it should be in that bracha is Bina, stands for Rashi Tevos, B'samim Yayin Ner Havdalah. So the word Bina, the Rashi Tevos spells out the brachos that we make in Havdalah. If you look at note number 6, he says, V'otam Hosef L'Kamon, another reason, important reason, that we say later on in the Mishnah Berurah that we put Atachonotanu in the bracha of Atachonin from the Yerushalmi is she'asu l'tvoa tzrach of kolam Avdala. You can't ask for your needs on Shabbos. Before Avdala is still Shabbos, you can't ask for your needs. V'kevin she'bracha zu hi arishona me'abracha se'emtzio shel she'ela tzrachav. Since this Atachonin is the first bracha we ask our needs, l'figach tzarech l'havdil l'fanel, you have to say Avdala before you ask for your needs. Therefore we say Atachonin l'odam das. That's not a bakasha. But before we say Chaneinu Me'itcha Deya Bina V'haska, before we make our first Bakasha, you have to put in Havdalah right there, because you can't ask for any Bakashas before you say Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Kasa Batur, Masha Tiknu Lomar Avinu Bebirchas Hashiveinu V'slach Lanu. The only two brachas that we mentioned, Avinu, is Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha and Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. Masha'enkein B'shar brachas, we don't see the Lashon of Avinu by any other bracha. Hainu Taima, this is the reason, Shanu Maskirim Lefanav Sha'av Chai Lamed Im B'no. A father has to learn with his son, and therefore we're telling Hashem, Hashiveinu Avinu L'sarasecha, we are your children, you have to bring us back to Torah. Ubeslach lanu also mishum diksiv yoshev el Hashem v'rachameh, we should turn back to Hashem, and he shall have rachmanas on us, al kein anu maskirin rachmeh aval ben. Therefore we are referencing the rachmanas the father has for a child, that Hashem shall have rachmanas on us. Ayin bel yirabish, and maybe deos yesh omrin shetzarech lomer chaneinu me'itcha. You should say chaneinu me'itcha without the vav, velo v'chaneinu. Because that's a separate part. Now you're making the bakasha, it's a separate part of the bracha. Mipneishu aschala b'bakasha, this is the beginning of bakasha. V'yesh omrin shetzarech lomer v'chaneinu. Some say no, you should say v'chaneinu with the vav. Ayin shom. We'll stop here. We'll continue with the next siman tomorrow night.